Welcome to the Live Free, Love Life podcast, where we discuss how to create more freedom so we can love our lives no matter what we're going through.
Hello, beautiful humans. Welcome to today's episode of Live Free, Love Life. Today, we are going to be talking about the three pillars of a fulfilling life, how to stop holding yourself back and start loving your life. Life can often feel like an uphill battle between work stresses, relationship struggles, health issues, and the endless complications that come with simply existing in the modern world. It's easy to feel weighed down. But what if I told you that you hold the keys to your own freedom and fulfillment? There are three core pillars that you must master in order to stop holding yourself back and start loving your life at the highest level. And they are cherishing yourself, acceptance, and responsibility. Embody these pillars in your daily life, and you will find untold joy, ease, and liberation. These are the three pillars we work on inside my Live Free, Love Life membership. So if any of what I say today speaks to you, please consider joining my membership as one of the greatest gifts you could ever give yourself. Pillar number one, cherishing yourself. The foundation of a fulfilling life is self-love. The common phrase is love yourself, but I intentionally chose the word cherish because it implies a deeper, more sacred form of self-love. To cherish yourself is to hold your inner being in the highest regard, to treat yourself as precious, and to see your existence itself as a miracle. Cherishing goes beyond the surface level self-love of treating yourself to a nice bath or pedicure. It's an unwavering devotion to caring for the depths of your soul. To cherish yourself is to make your inner light the very center of your world, your guiding north star. It transforms mere self-love into soul love. Cherishing who you are at the core unlocks fulfillment on the deepest level. When you cherish yourself, you give yourself the care, attention, and nurturing you need to thrive. As spiritual teacher Osho explains, if you cannot love yourself, you cannot love anybody else. First, start with yourself. Loving yourself fully allows you to approach all areas of life from a place of wholeness rather than lack. Relationship expert Dr. Nicola LaPera notes, how we treat ourselves is how we teach others to treat us. When we have poor boundaries, don't honor our needs, and abandon ourselves, we send out the signal that we don't deserve care and respect. Research shows that people with high self-compassion have healthier relationships due to their ability to set boundaries, communicate desires, and meet their own needs. Studies also reveal that self-love boosts motivation. When you cherish yourself, you believe you deserve your dreams, fueling you to take inspired action. Therapist Nedra Glover Tawab explains, when you love yourself, you want the best for yourself. You treat yourself with kindness and care, protecting your energy and needs. You make self-care a priority. Cherishing yourself is the key that unlocks your highest potential in all facets of life. Your relationships blossom, your career flourishes, your health optimizes. Life becomes joyful when you cherish your inner being. Pillar number two, acceptance. In addition to self-love, accepting reality as it is allows you to live a liberated life. When you argue against the present moment, you create your own suffering. Spiritual teacher Matt Kahn describes it poetically. Fighting what is increases sorrow. Flowing with what is creates freedom. Acceptance is not a passive surrender, but rather an active embracing of what is showing up right now. Research shows that accepting emotions and thoughts rather than resisting them reduces stress and promotes psychological well-being. Acceptance also prevents trying to force situations that ultimately cannot be controlled. As therapist Kirk Honda notes, acceptance is learning to dance with life and to flow with change as it unfolds, rather than trying to control everything. Part of acceptance is releasing attachment to desired outcomes. When you accept things as they are, you remain open to possibilities rather than rigidly attached to a preconceived notion of how life should be. Teacher Michael Singer explains, attachment is the source of all suffering. Non-attachment allows you to flow with life and let go of needing it to be a certain way. Accepting the present moment exactly as it is allows you to access peace, freedom, and tranquility. Life becomes a graceful dance rather than a constant battle. Pillar number 3, responsibility. The final pillar of a fulfilling life is taking personal responsibility. When you transition from blaming external factors to empowering yourself, you step into your true power. Professor Jordan Peterson notes, the acceptance of personal responsibility is a transformation from child to adult. Taking responsibility includes owning your mistakes and shortcomings rather than making excuses. It's acknowledging your role in relationships rather than seeing yourself as a helpless victim. Therapist Kirk Honda explains, part of being responsible is recognizing how you contribute to problems rather than placing blame solely on others. It's also about taking the reins of your own life rather than waiting for someone else to swoop in. Author Mark Manson writes, the most important thing in life is taking responsibility for your own life. You cannot change what other people do or think. The only thing you can control is you. When it comes to taking responsibility, here are a few of the areas we focus on in Live Free, Love Life. Your thoughts. Taking responsibility for your inner narrative and thought patterns. Owning your stories. Your emotions. Owning your emotional reactions rather than blaming others. Your actions and behavior. Being conscious of your actions and taking ownership of them. Being the person you want to be. Your needs. Honoring your needs and filling them without expecting others to. Your desires. Owning and expressing your desires rather than suppressing them. Your relationships. Acknowledging your role in relationships and conflicts. Creating the kinds of relationships you want. Your boundaries. Setting healthy boundaries and reinforcing them. Your body. Taking care of your physical health through nutrition, exercise, sleep, etc. Your spending. Monitoring your finances and spending consciously. Your clutter. Keeping your living work environment tidy and organized. Your words, speaking thoughtfully and constructively. Your integrity, sticking to your principles and values. Your contributions, acknowledging your role in relationships and situations. Your growth, proactively developing yourself and expanding your potential. Your conditioning, healing trauma and reprogramming limiting beliefs. Your impact, considering how your actions affect others. Your energy, protecting your energy by choosing interactions mindfully, internal and external. Your time, spending your time intentionally on priorities. Your care for others, balancing care for others with self-care. Your space, cultivating a home environment that nourishes you. Your talents, identifying and optimizing your innate gifts and skills. Your well-being, making your mental, emotional, and physical health a priority. Your purpose, aligning your life with your unique reason or justification or existence. Your presence, showing up fully in each moment and interaction. Now notice there are lots of areas in life that we can take responsibility for. And every time we do, we up-level the quality of our life. When you take responsibility in all facets of your life, you empower yourself to create fulfillment on your own terms. Studies show that an internal locus of control, the belief that you are in control of your life outcome, is linked to greater health, success, and life satisfaction. Taking responsibility comes with an incredible sense of freedom and empowerment. Your life is no longer happening to you, but through you. The choice is yours to claim. Here are some questions to consider. In what areas are you not cherishing yourself? Why? How is that holding you back or limiting you? What would it take to start cherishing yourself. 2, what are you resisting rather than accepting? Why? How is that holding you back or limiting you? What would it take to step into radical acceptance? 3, where are you not taking responsibility? Which of the areas that we talked about need the most attention? How might your life change if you stepped into responsibility? What is holding you back from taking responsibility? When you consistently nurture these 3 pillars, cherishing yourself, accepting life as it unfolds, and taking personal responsibility, your life is transformed. You are no longer weighed down by self-judgment, resistance, or disempowerment. Instead, you move through each moment with great ease and joy. Your relationships reflect the love you have cultivated within. You pursue your purpose unencumbered by doubt. Hardships come and go like passing clouds. Master these 3 pillars and you hold the keys to freedom and fulfillment. A life saturated in self-love, acceptance, and empowerment is a beautiful thing to behold. The choice is yours. Unlock your highest potential and start loving your life at the deepest level. And if you want my help, or if you want to do it with me, or if you want to do it with others who also yearn for this kind of freedom and empowerment, then please join my Live Free, Love Life membership right now. This is the work we do. These are the things that we talk about every day. These are the areas that we dive into in our lives. And this is where I can really help you to take your life to the next level. Live free, love life.
Okay, I just went over a lot of areas to start thinking about when it comes to taking responsibility. Would you like a list of them so you can start thinking about each area without having to write them all down? Go to mindyneilcoaching.com/responsibility or click the link in the show notes to download a copy. You'll also see a link to go ahead and join Live Free, Love Life if you're ready to get started. See you next time.